pee-free weekend. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Jeanette.
Hello there, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm great, Paul.
I'm sorry to give it away, but I just assume that this weekend you didn't pee in your pants. Is that right?
I never know what intro Paul's going to do, and I was thinking, was it a pee-free weekend?
Was it?
I was impressed when you said it.
Well, I was talking about myself, okay. But I had a pee-free weekend. Well, except for 1:30 in the morning last night.
Oh, I have to think about it, but I'm like thinking, you're right. I don't think I didn't pee on myself. I certainly didn't have a big pee on myself, like the story
That's
we
perfect.
Told on a prior episode. But I was thinking, did I have any bladder leakage?
Did you?
I don't think I
you're
did.
Still, you're still going for that spot, right?
Is
that
what's going on? Like, and then I started, when you said that, the first wheels in my mind were, can you have that happen when it's a heat wave? Because we're all dehydrated. So is it like...
So is it like you're peeing out of all orifices of your body? Is that sort of what it's like?
I'm trying to think of the science with a heat wave and bladder leakage and what the Venn diagram of that is. I might have to ask myself.
By the way, with this opening, I think we've lost whatever listeners we had
last. Let's bring them back. You might also want to point out that you were happy to see I wasn't wearing a bra and I'm in a very see-through shirt.
Exactly.
That should bring in a certain...
Oh, they're all coming back. Once they hear that, they're all flocking back to their headphone. And now you just poured water on yourself, even
by
better.
By accident. Wet t-shirt.
So how was the food truck this weekend? It was sweltering hot.
It was sweltering.
I can't imagine the smells that were going on there, but how was it?
Oh, my goodness. So I went to check it out, as you said, that I should.
Right. I commanded you to, right?
But I also told you I do like a good...
Because I'm a man without feelings, so...
No, you're not. You're actually a man with feelings.
Lucky...
ex-wife.
Right.
She's very lucky. She doesn't realize not all men are in touch with their feelings the way Paul is.
Really?
Feelings. Whoa. I won't say that.
Thank you.
Bar. Okay.
So the food truck.
The food trucks. Well, I like a good food truck. I like all these nouveau food trucks. You know, they're very fancy.
Uh-huh.
But the sweltering heat and the food truck festival combo might have not been the best weekend for it because it was like over 100 degrees.
Right.
The humidity was probably 200%.
Correct.
So the smell of these food trucks, you could smell it for 3 blocks.
I
As
know.
I was parked, I had to park 3 blocks away because everybody was there, apparently. There was also
not
a
me,
classic,
everyone but me.
Everyone but you, but there was the classic car show, the food truck, and the library book sale going on all at once.
Right.
There were no parking spots to be found, but 3 blocks away, I could literally smell the taco truck. I could smell many greasy pizza trucks. I was in my mind trying to figure out which places brought their pizza truck because I think I smell Sicilian.
I
smell hot oil pizza. Like, I was in my mind going, is this food truck, you know, guessing because I could smell them. It was almost like I was pregnant. I could smell the smells so individually.
You're pregnant? Oh, my God. Big news here. Is Jeanette pregnant or is Sasha pregnant?
No, but I don't know about your ex-wife, but when I was pregnant, I could smell things. I could smell. I had a hyper, super sense of smell.
Right.
And it felt like that. From 3 blocks away, I could not just smell pizza trucks and taco trucks. I could literally smell which restaurants, which I don't want to give them free plugs,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I was guessing in my head.
I have that same ability just because I have a giant nose, so I can smell things from far away.
Is that true? The bigger the nose, the better the sense of smell?
I don't know. I just have, I guess more airways to come in. I don't know.
See, I don't know if that's true. My father had a very big nose that he used to joke about the way you do, but he lost all sense of smell and taste at one point when we
really?
Were little kids. So I don't think the size is correspondent to...
It has to correspond to something, I would think.
I think it just corresponds
to a giant nose. That's
no, a
it?
Noble character.
Oh,
like in
that's
the Roman
very nice.
Days, right? The Romans had the Roman nose and they had certain nobility.
Uh-huh.
People
so that's it.
Your
I should,
royalty or
I'm
nobility. Royal.
I'm going to stroke it right now. Oh,
I have to snort. Hold on. You might want to edit that. So
no, not, that's not being
clean.
Edited out.
I had some phlegm. I wanted to make a clean ring.
That's not being edited out. So the food truck. I just want to ask of the three events.
Questions about the food truck.
I don't care about the food truck because there's no way I'm going. I'm not eating food out of a truck. Food is meant to be out of a restaurant.
A kitchen, right? Well, these are little kitchens that are some.
Not even a home kitchen, a restaurant.
But, some of these trucks. Their kitchens looked really nice. Like, they were upgraded and fancy. Some of them, I don't know what it was before it was a food truck. I would be concerned what was going on there.
Now, did you venture over to either the car show or the library? I'm sure the library was the least attended of the three.
I thought you would laugh. The head of the library posted, literally, he posted, it's insane at the Townport Library. All these people lined up. And the first person lined up at 11:30 p.m. last night. And I literally wrote, what?
For the book sale?
For the book sale.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God.
I didn't even know people in Townport could read.
Not only could they read, somebody who was here doing some work with me on the house said, I showed him and he was laughing and he goes, they must really like books. I go, listen, I really like books, but I'm not going to camp out a Friday night at 11:30 at the library for a book sale the next morning. I mean, I really like books and I really like a bargain. But even if you're giving me the books for free, I'm not going to camp out at 11:30.
You see, this is where an idea would have come in. If I had a food truck, I would have set up next to the line on the library.
Then I saw somebody wrote on it who doesn't live there, but a friend of the library director's. He wrote something about a concert. I think he wrote, what was the band? He said, this looks like a Cheap Trick concert. Like
Cheap Trick.
Or something. Back in the day. I got to see what band he said.
Of all the bands they're going to pick that people are lined up at 11:30.
Maybe it was,
Cheap Trick?
Maybe it was
like that's
an
the greatest.
Hair band. Maybe I'm wrong. Cheap Trick
is makes
my neighbor
it better.
Loved. My neighbor loves Cheap Trick. My neighbor who has now moved to Florida and listens to the show.
Okay.
By the way. So maybe it wasn't Cheap Trick.
He was the one lined up at 11:30 at night before a Cheap Trick concert, though.
But,
I know, but in the day.
Oh, but this man, what? He might have said an 80s hair band, but all I know is it made me laugh.
Poison?
No, it was two words.
Motley Crue?
Maybe he said
Twisted
Motley
Sister?
Crue. Oh, you know what? You're exactly right. He said, he really wasn't referring to the band. He wrote, that's a real Motley Crue there in Townport. And I was thinking, this is like people lining up for a Motley Crue concert.
So we just spent 5 minutes going over 80s bands, and it was basically, he was saying it was just a Motley Crue.
And I, in my mind, thought Motley Crue concert because I was like, who camps out for a book sale but only in Townport?
Wow.
As they say, only in Townport.
Okay, so I was mistaken. So did you go to the car show or you blew that off?
I didn't go to the car show. I couldn't make it there. I would like to have. I did see posts about it online. People were very excited about the car show.
Well, thank you for covering all three of those things while I did absolutely nothing this weekend.
I covered them as Sasha. I wasn't I-team.
Wow.
I wasn't trying to be undercover, although I did have these glasses on just because it was sunny out.
Good.
But I wasn't trying to know.
I hope everybody heard you picking them up and putting them on.
I know, you had the misophonia.
Why do you keep sending me articles about that online?
You
were driving me crazy.
This.
All I get is every day another article about it. The articles themselves, the noise of opening them up make me crazy.
Well, I just want you to recognize that it has a name and you don't have to suffer in silence.
You've been telling me the past year about it.
Because you don't have to suffer in silence.
I do have to suffer in silence.
You can join the other
silence is what I prefer.
Me too, but you can join the other misophonia people and get some help.
Somehow
the only help is they say, go sit in silence.
Right. Somehow I have a feeling they'd just be really annoying and I just want nothing to do with them.
My 12-year-olds.
Well, besides him.
No, I know other people who have it. I wouldn't call them annoying. One of them's annoying.
Yes, I'm sure they are.
One of them, it's not that she's annoying. She's very particular. But I guess you are when you can't handle
that thing.
Absolutely.
And,
you know?
And do you think I want to meet another person who has similar personality to mine? Do you know how annoying that would be?
Are you drawn more to people who are carefree and freewheeling and easygoing?
And who can listen to noises and crimpling wrappers without that.
Can your ex-wife listen to all kinds
of
noises?
Of course she can. And she makes those noises. Every night, a bag of popcorn, and I have to listen to that bag open up and then her eat the popcorn.
I have a little tinge of it, too, because I'm not good with the eating sounds and the crumpling either.
Right.
But not to the extent of you.
Oh,
higher,
all of a sudden now.
No, I've always. I mean, because I think my son gets it a little for me. Like, I don't like hearing phlegm and mouth snorting and...
How about that giant phlegm that you did earlier in the show?
Someone else did it. I'd have a hard time listening to it. But I had no choice. I was going to either do that or be talking with phlegm.
So the heat wave finally broke a slight bit with the rain, but I know that freaks you out because all you think about are falling branches at this point.
People keep getting hit by falling trees and I'm paranoid.
Is it like an eating thing with swimming that after an hour you have to wait in? Is it the same thing with you after rain? You won't go outside?
It used to be I wouldn't go initially. Now I think I keep upping it. It probably was an hour at one point. Now I'm like 2 hours, 3 hours. Over the weekend, my husband, he was like thinking I was being cuckoo because I was saying like, you guys can't go get, they wanted to get fast food. I go, is fast food worth your life? Fast food, Mexican, after these storms? And he's like, it was 4 hours since it stopped. I think we're good. And I'm like, no, because some of those branches are, they're mid-hang, they're half off, like I have one in my yard like that. And then you don't know, you could be the person unlucky who's driving under it when it falls. So he's like, how long do you suggest? And then I realized, maybe it should be next day. It should be a full day. And it's like, That, I guess, is a long way to wait, but I feel like anything else could, you don't need that badly.
Did you eat some, like, poison mushrooms at the food court? Because that's the craziest stuff. Are you hallucinating at that point?
No, I'm literally, listen, people have been dying, getting hit by trees.
I understand.
In their cars, outside of their house. Another person got very severely injured. So I'm, like, getting more and more scared. I feel like I want to wait almost a full day till they've removed these hanging, because they're hanging, and then you drive, and it's...
You know, I don't make fun of you. You have fear of these branches. Please do not make fun of me for my fear of crinkling paper anymore.
I don't make fun of that.
You do.
I feel for it. My son has it. Yes. I feel sorry for
every
you.
Day it's,
and not
with
every
a little
day,
smiley face I get.
Whenever I read a good article about it for him, and I read some bad ones, I sort right. through them. I don't just send you the crap ones.
The willy-nilly ones.
Yeah, I don't read the ones that just tell you what it is. All right, we know what it is. I try to send you the ones that give a little hope. Like, there is hope for misophonia patients.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear it. I want to
our listeners, though, they should be very thankful to you because of your misophonia. You're such a good editor. You make sure that we don't put out and publish any podcast that has crinkly noise or
well,
you edit it.
I try to as much as possible.
So
you sometimes make it hard, but I make you take everything
that's why
off.
I wear no more jewelry. Right. I used to wear my bangles, and you're like, that's
everything.
Me
everything.
Nuts.
Water,
so
drinking,
nothing.
Everything.
No exactly. ice in the water. I'm
right.
very conscious.
You see?
Yes.
Well, thank
our
you for the gift.
Our audience should be very grateful to you.
Final thing, the heat wave yes. has broken a little bit. I'm sure it's going to get hot again. Our esteemed former newspaper wrote some tips for staying cool this
heat wave.
Summer. In the heat wave okay. or this summer. Would you like to hear them?
Can I just guess what number one is?
Go ahead.
I'd like to hear them. I feel like number one is going to be either hydrate or hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Which one is it?
It's number two. Of course, it's hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
Okay.
And they put it that way.
I knew it's either that or the other.
Of course, number two is stay in the air conditioning.
Oh,
genius.
Right.
Genius. Number
right.
three, pull a Mrs. Roper and jump into the town pool.
Okay.
Have you done that yet this summer or no?
I haven't had time and I wish I could have, but I'm going to ask you something.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you saw, because you're such a cynic, you're not on our Townport gift economy page.
Right, right, exactly.
I put on there, you would laugh, because I sometimes present myself on the show as if I'm this cantankerous, cranky bitch.
Right.
I put on there.
You're not?
Sometimes I am.
Oh, okay.
But I put on there Saturday night that if anybody, I feel for people that don't have air conditioning, and sometimes the philanthropist in me comes out. I put, my gift was, because you give things, I said give AC and vodka shots in this tiny glass that I found while I was like packing my kitchen up. I said, if anyone doesn't have AC, you can come to my house before midnight. We have it. We're home. It was like 9 o'clock when I posted it, or maybe 8:30. And I said, and I'll give you vodka shots. And people were like, that's so nice and generous. And I was like, maybe there's something wrong with me. But I did think, if somebody's out there, and they have to be a town porter. It's
right.
not you making a face like I'm just inviting strangers, but they have to be a town porter. A
do you know how many strange people are in town port?
There are. I've met some.
Exactly.
I was just thinking that one lady you know is the one I don't want to come. But anyone else I've met on there is very nice.
How great. What is she was the only one to show up.
But I felt like if you have no air conditioning, I grew up with no air conditioning. I know how awful
that
feels.
So
you can
nice.
Only sit in front of the fan. So I just wanted to put that out there to say that, like, while sometimes I represent myself as, like, I hate the sip and paint, I hate the escape rooms,
right.
I hate the nonsense, I was offering that.
Was this as Jeanette, Sasha, or as your real name?
Well, I was Sasha because I was in my off time. I
wow.
wasn't recording a show, but I wasn't quite... my real name.
Wow.
Do people know it? Should I say what it is for anyone who's just listening?
Well, say, you know what? No, we're not saying it
don't
right
say
now.
What it
no.
is. Okay.
We're going to
well,
big
I,
reveal.
In my mind, I was Sasha.
All right. So if you know Sasha's real name,
yes.
then write us in and you could
win
a community news mug.
I've been, you know, I wanted to have a night where I was going to be at like a restaurant bar and I'd buy people a beer and have trivia, community news trivia, and give out mugs as prizes.
That's a great idea.
I think we should do that.
White
one
Swan.
Night. We should do that.
That sounds
maybe
wonderful.
Today.
All right.
Yeah.
So I think that's about it. It's the heat wave is broken. You haven't peed. You survived the food truck.
We're not sure. Does anyone know the answer to, do people have less bladder leakage when it's a heat wave because of the whole dehydration thing?
We'll find out. Please write in. Let us know. It's a wonderful Tuesday. I'm
Happy
going to
Tuesday.
Therapy.
Happy Tuesday, Paul.
Happy Tuesday, Jeanette. I will see you on Friday.
See you Friday.
Have a wonderful day, community.
We love you, community.
Take care.
Take care.